B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings and Ahmad the Amazing. And if I remember correctly, I don't know if we have talked about this in a little bit, but isn't there a 5K this weekend that you're doing, Carla?
Yes. Well, I'm doing multiple. I'm doing a 10K on Saturday, the Stan's Donut 10K.
Okay, and then you get a donut at the end?
Yes.
Dope.
And then on Sunday, I'm doing the House Run 5K.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And aren't you joining in on that? Wasn't that the plan?
I am. It sounds very fun.
Yes, you've been asking me to do this like all year.
I have.
You've been talking about it, and Ahmad has not done any of the 5Ks or 10Ks or anything.
Whatever case.
I've never done a 5K, yeah.
Have you signed up for this thing yet?
Not yet. I'll probably do it like today.
He's waiting for me to take care of it.
Okay. If we're being honest.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Like, when's packet pickup and all that? Today's Thursday.
I know. Today's packet pickup for today, tomorrow, and Saturday are packet pickups basically for everything.
Okay. Okay.
So, cool. If you're going to do this 5K on Sunday, mm-hmm. Where is the house run?
It's right here at Soldier Field.
Okay. You should probably sign up.
Yeah, I will.
Have you done any sort of preparation for this 5K?
Sort of, kind of.
What does that mean?
like, I ran like 2 weeks ago.
To what? To the bus?
You start and you stop and run and all that. I think
what
I made
that,
it.
What does that mean? As a runner, Carla, can you
do like
decipher
2 minutes running and then you stop. And then you do 2 minutes running.
And then you stop. I don't know. I don't know what that's called because I don't super do that.
Okay.
But it is a way to kind of like build maybe speed.
How much of that have you done? Really, what I'm asking you is, are you prepared for this 5K? Are you doing the 5 or the 10?
I'm doing the 5.
Okay.
Keeping it light, you know.
Keep it casual for 3.2 miles. No big thing.
But you've never run a 5K.
I have not, but I used to run an 11-minute mile in high school. So I think I'll do pretty good.
By the way, you're not sweeping anybody off their feet by telling you used to run an 11-minute mile in high school.
Well, the good thing is you're young.
Yeah.
Right?
27, alive.
You're young.
I don't know, man. I had to do some real preparation to do the hot chocolate 5K.
Oh, okay. And how old are you again? No, That was mean.
I was 38 the first time, and I was 39 last year when I did it.
Okay.
So he is about like 11, 12 years your senior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My joints are still fresh, baby.
This is okay. Hold on.
No, because I'm sensing doubt from you, Moog, and I'm firing back.
Okay. Okay. I'm saying you're going into a 5K with all the cockiness.
Uh-huh.
Usain Bolt.
All the cockiness of, let's be honest, a Gen Z.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's not all about joints. My joints didn't hurt doing the 5K.
Okay. This is the rest of him.
It's cardiovascularly is where it is troublesome. And I don't know, just because you're 27 years old and I'm 39 doesn't mean this is necessarily going to be easy for you.
I don't think it'll be easy, but it won't be like that hard.
Both of you are looking at me like, you better pick a side.
Yeah. You're the runner.
I'm the runner.
Oh, and I'm just, can we point out that he essentially said, well, Moog, you're 39 and old. That's why it was difficult for you. I'm still young and fresh.
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
Well, you know what? I wish you the worst of luck.
Oh. So, okay. Did you think with no preparation at all
just going to kill it?
Yeah, that you would be like faster than Moog.
I think so. Moog, what was your time in your 5K?
Oh, man. Okay, so the first year it was like 45 minutes, and I think the second year it was like 35 minutes or something,
yeah,
I want to say.
Yeah, 35, 34 minutes.
I'll have to look up my time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hot chocolate 5K, there's so many people, so in the beginning it's hard to get going because there's people everywhere.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Don't you be a hater. You were there with me.
I know. I'm trying to be on both of your guys' side, and it's so really hard.
I'm going to pull up my time. You think you could beat my time?
Absolutely.
With no preparation.
No preparation.
Just because you're 27 and young.
Okay. Yes.
I want to ask the people on our Instagram Live at B96 Chicago. We got to make some sort of bet, arrangement, deal.
Okay.
If Ahmad does not beat my time, mm-hmm. then what? does he have to do?
And if I do, what does Moog have to do?
I don't have to do anything. I'm old.
He's old and wise.
Respect your elders. Well, if you have any thoughts on that, too, we'll consider them.
I will be there to keep him company, keep him on track, make sure he doesn't cheat. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very hot this weekend.
You can cheat? Oh, just kidding.
Don't get too excited now.
I'm not.
We're going to track your Strava.
Okay, yeah, track
my Strava. The excitement of you could cheat.
Because so, I want to win.
If you're just joining us, Ahmad is planning on running a 5K. The house run?
The house
on Sunday.
5K.
With no preparation whatsoever. And he just believes because he is 27 mm-hmm. that he can beat my 5K time. I'm 39. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look up that time and we'll see if he can beat it. But we need you to decide what does Ahmad have to do if he can't beat it.
Yeah, what's the punishment for being so young and bold?
And youthful.
Yeah. Young, youthful, and bold.
Join in on the comments section on our Instagram Live right now at B96 Chicago. We are streaming and we want to hear what you think Ahmad's punishment should be.
This is the first time that both of you really sounded your age. Like, you're over here like, you don't know what you're talking about, youngin. And then you're over here, you're like, I do, actually.
All right, you know what? We need somebody who wants to crush Carla for $1,000. Call now, 877-591-9696, and good luck.